throwing a curveball tonight, just to the devil or whoever. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. I am going to finish the study through the dispensations here next few weeks and then get started on the family. And I'm looking forward to getting back to that and hopefully not causing any confusion going through some of the dispensation things and understanding that there's different time periods where God deals differently with things throughout the Bible. So understanding where we belong and who God's dealing with, who He's talking to, who's writing and all those things. We'll get back on that. 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. I don't know how far I'll get tonight on this. I just want to do it tonight. I might look at it again for a little bit the night that we do our financial review for the year. But 2 Corinthians chapter number 8 and verse and chapter number 9, we see a principle in giving when it comes to our giving, when it comes to giving our money for missions and giving to the church. And we see some things that Paul covers in these verses. And I know a lot of times they're used to represent and talk about giving for missionaries because they're taking up collections and they're giving them to the poor saints at Jerusalem. And it's a very missions-minded verses. But when it comes to actually giving at all, Paul deals with some things here. And so I want to look at some of that here for a little bit. One thing that you'll notice as you go through and look at the New Testament and you look at Paul's writings, that there's nothing really ever said about the standard teaching of giving 10% for an offering. But I'm going to look at that for just a minute tonight and kind of show you where we get that from as a general rule when it comes to giving. And a lot of people, I've heard people say before, well, you can't find the giving of 10% in the New Testament. It's not there. And you're right, it's not. It's not found there. But I'm going to show you some verses where Paul telling us to use the Old Testament as a learning experience and as a guideline. And if truth be told, it ought to be more than that if we really look at it in a study. And if we give how God tells us to, it ought to be more than that. But a lot of people do use the 10% as a guideline. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as that's what God wants you to do. And God is pleased with it. And I've heard people argue, well, are you supposed to give 10%? When we're talking about tithe, and literally the word tithe means a tenth. And it's a tenth of what you make. And people say, do you do that after or before taxes or whatever? And I do it before the taxes go because that's the money that I earned. And so if the other part goes to the government, that's not even my money anyway. Well, I don't know. Whatever the Lord gives you peace about, you do. I give before that. And they say, well, do you give it on your tax return also? And I do. You can't give the Lord enough, amen? And so whatever God tells you to. But I want to look at a couple of these things. And the principles for giving is found in these two chapters. And I want to look at a couple of things. And what it boils down to is your heart. Where is your heart when it comes to giving? Is God pleased with your giving? And this is one area that I know a lot of people shy away from and they don't talk about it. I don't even talk about it a whole lot. And you say, why don't you? We don't even pass an offering plate. Because your giving is between you and God. That's what it boils down to. It's between you and God. Now, if we continue to grow as a church and we have people in positions of authority in the church and holding positions, I believe they need to be an example and they need to be a part of that. And that might be the only time that I'll ever mention to an individual about the area of giving, and it's not a matter of how much they give, it's just that they're doing it, and that would be the only time. I don't ever talk to anybody about their giving, and I won't. That's between you and God. But there is some biblical principles found here, and so if I had to title the message or study tonight, is God pleased with your giving? Because that's what it boils down to. It's not the preacher pleased with it. Man will never be satisfied. Amen? Man will never be satisfied. But the question is God pleased with it? There's some that fill out envelopes and put it in. There's some that don't fill it out. None of that matters. It's between you and God. And is God satisfied and pleased with your giving? And if you're doing it right, you will have the blessings of God. if you don't do it right, then the reverse, you're not going to have those blessings. And I'll show you some Old Testament examples of that also. This New Testament here, what we find here in these two verses, it has a lot to do with your heart's desire. And again, the rule of 10% is not found in there. But go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Go to Romans chapter number 15. Romans chapter number 15. There's nothing wrong with using the 10% as a guideline. And there's a lot of people that do it, and that's fine. I mean, that's, you know, what was required in the Old Testament. And I'm going to show you a passage of Scripture on that. There's other areas where there was more required. But the 10% is one that a lot of people use, and if that's what God gives you peace about, they say, well, it worked for the Old Testament. That's what God told them to do. And there's different types of giving. There's a tithe, which is a tenth, or, you know, that's what they call a tenth of percentage of what God gave you. And there's missions giving, which is above and beyond the tithe. And sometimes there's just, you know, love offerings that we take up and different opportunities to give. And every one of those situations, it boils down to, is God pleased with what you do in the area of giving? And that's really what, and I know that a lot of brethren in churches today probably wouldn't like to hear that, saying, hey, is God pleased with it? And not necessarily just saying, hey, it has to be the 10%. Why can't it be 25%? Hey, well, I know that's a shock right there, amen? You know, is God pleased with it? Look at Romans chapter 15, verse number 4. Romans 15, 4. And I like to show this verse to someone that, and again, I know that the 10% method of giving is not found in the New Testament. It's not there. God deals with, or Christ deals with tithing over in the book of Matthew. Forget what chapter it's in, but he was getting on to these Jews because they had tithing down to a pat, but they weren't doing other stuff in their Christian life, and he told them they were wrong. He's like, well, you're giving just fine, but these other areas you're struggling in. You know, and so again, it boils down to your heart. Romans chapter 15, verse number 4, Paul says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of Scripture might have hope. Say, well, that's not necessarily dealing with tithe, and you're right, it's not, but that could be included in there. Go to Malachi chapter number 3 and look at some of the instructions that were given when it came to the area of tithing. And these things are given for an example for us. And again, a lot of people use that 10%. There's nothing wrong with doing that as long as that is what God is pleased with in your life. And you say, well, me and God got a deal worked out. And is God pleased? That's the bottom line. Most of the time, it's our giving is based off of what we think we can budget or we think we can do. It goes with our tithe and missions or anything we do. Usually, it's what we can figure out with a pen and a piece of paper. And we've never one time prayed and asked God, Lord, are you pleased in the area of giving within my life? I've had so many people tell me, they said, I can't afford to tithe. And I'm here to tell you that you can't afford not to. Not to do it the way that God wants you to do it, with the right heart. And I have heard preachers preach over the years, and my wife and I are living proof. We can give you testimonies. There's others in here that can give you testimonies that they gave their way out of situations and out of debt by giving to the Lord and the Lord blessing. God has never one time failed me or my wife at all when it comes to anything in this life. But every time we've done what He's told us to, when it comes to area giving, God has given it right back to us. And it comes in a lot of different ways. We don't have time tonight to mention all of them. You know, raises or whatever. I mean, I've heard stories of people getting checks from hospitals from 10 years ago. And you say, well, that's crazy and all, you know, whatever you want to think. But those people are trusting God and saying, hey, it works. Giving works. Malachi chapter 3, and I'm in Micah. That's not going to work. All right. Do what? That's also a good book. Malachi chapter 3, verse number 10. Malachi 3:10. And there's other verses we could cover. I'm just going to give these tonight. Don't want to be too long. Malachi 3, verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes. Again, a tithe means a tenth. The tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall be not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. And there's not time tonight to preach on this, but there's a lot of preaching in those three verses of the blessings of God when it comes to giving. And again, you say, well, that's Old Testament. Well, God told us there in Romans 15 that these are supposed to be given as a learning experience for us and as an example for what we can do. But just a few things there in those verses. In number 11, verse number 11, he talks about rebuking the devourer for your sake. Say, by giving? That's what he said. You do what God is pleased with in the area of giving. He said, I'll keep the devil off your back. Amen. I'll keep the devourer. Is that not what it says? And so God will do those things for you. It says, He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. I remember growing up, and I've told y'all stories of times in my life where it seems like everything was going wrong and seems like everything's falling apart and nothing works out for good. And my dad would ask me, hey, you reading your Bible? You praying? And you could almost use these verses and say, well, if those things are happening in your life, and it seems like, you're always broke and nothing ever works out and all this stuff's happening, are you robbing God of the tithes and offerings? Because here it says that He's not going to let the devil destroy those things. And now, bad things are going to happen in this life, I understand that, but if you're doing right in this area and you're doing right with God when it comes to church or anything, and you got your life right with Him, God is going to bless you and He will take care of it. He will take care of it and He will provide. So this is where that Old Testament thing of the tenth and the tithe comes from. Go back over to Second Corinthians chapter number 8. Is God pleased in your giving? Is God pleased in your giving? Second Corinthians chapter number 8. And look at verse number 5. I told you there's principles when it comes to giving. So when we ask the question, is God pleased in your giving? Here's some things that He lists here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 7 things. Perfection, completion here. That 7 things, 7 principles that we find here when it comes to giving. And you pray and say, God, is my tithe and my missions and the things that I give, do they meet these principles of your word? Are you pleased with my giving? 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. And verse number 5, the first one tonight is we ought to give spiritually. We ought to give spiritually. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse number 5, the Bible says, and this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. So when it comes to the area of giving, is God pleased with your giving? Are we giving spiritually? And that means praying to God and find out what He wants us to give. These people here, they first gave it themselves. And once you give yourself to God and you say, Lord, here I am, use me however you want to use me, whatever capacity it is, the financial part of it is not going to be a problem. Amen? If you surrender your life to God. If there's those that want to live their own life and they want to live it however they want to live it and do whatever they want to do, then they're going to have a hard time with it comes to the finances of giving that to God also. These people gave of themselves first and by the will of God. It was God's will that they spiritually were right with God when it came to their giving and giving of themselves first, and then they gave financially and they were right with God on it. Sometimes we don't think about it when we give our tithes and offerings, but man, I think we ought to maybe, we're getting ready to write that out, saying, God, are you pleased with this? Lord, are you happy with this? I don't want to get ahead of myself, but man, God's been good to us. God's been good to me. I mean, He's been so very good to me. And there's been times of getting ready to write it out, and I feel like, you know what? God's been really good this past month. really good to me, and I think I can do better than this. I know I need to, and the Lord, you know, would you be pleased with it? Amen? And so, give spiritually, praying about it, and we ought to do that. Not only that, but look at verse number 3. Verse number 3. Not only a principle of giving is spiritually, but number 2, willingly. For in verse number 3, for to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves. They gave willingly. Man, sometimes I've, you know, we don't pass the plate here, but I've been in churches where they do, and it's nothing wrong if churches do that. You know, nothing wrong with passing the plate at all if they want to do that. But I'm just of the belief that if you want to give and you want God's blessings, you'll do it. And it's worked. Amen. And so that's between you and God. If you don't want to give to Him, that's up to you. And also, I do not ever want a visitor to come here and say anything about a plate being passed in front of them. And we've had visitors come and say, hey, I want to give. Where do I give? We'll say, right back there in the back. Amen. Drop it in the box. And we'll give them an opportunity. They're not going to accuse us of trying to take their money, because that's not what it's all about. If they want to do it, that's fine. But these people were willingly giving. Man, but I've seen people it is a struggle, and they're sweating, beads running off their head, and they're trying to drop it in the plate, and it's stuck to their fingers, amen. They don't want to drop it in there. That's not very willingly. And I don't think God would be pleased with that. And so, you know, we sit down and we're writing stuff out, and I don't know how you do it. Again, all this, I'll tell you some of the things I do, not because I'm anybody, but that's the very first thing that I write out before I pay any bills, is my tithe and my missions when it comes time to do that. And I give, you can ask Brother Johnny if anybody wants to look at the records, we'll have them open. And I don't care if you want to look at mine. I give my tithe once a month and my missions once a month. And I know exactly how much to put in for each that I've prayed about. And, you know, sometimes it changes based on what God tells me to do. But that's the very first thing I do. You know what most people do? They write off all their bills and go through all their stuff, and whatever's left, they'll decide whether or not they can give to God. Again, if you want to pray about that and that's the way you do it and God's pleased with it and you're pleased in your heart with it, then you go right ahead. But for me, I pray about it first and try to give Him the very first offering off the top of it before I go down to anything else. And I'm telling you right now that God has never, ever disappointed me when it comes to anything. And I've had times where I've got done writing everything out with that tithe check, and I the devil on my shoulder, hey man, you need to go back and look at that because you don't have enough to finish paying these bills and groceries. The devil get on you, amen. But you know what God does? He just proves Himself. He just proves Himself, and He's taking care of it every time. And you know, some folks are looking at me like, yeah, right. Well, you gotta just try God. Just try Him. And it's so hard. I see some people shaking their head, man. They've tried God and they know Him to be faithful. And it's easy for them to say, yes, it works. But for those that have never done it, it's hard, because you have to literally step out by faith and trust God. But He will take care of you. Not only spiritually and willingly, but look at verse number 7. Verse number 7, that spiritually, willingly, therefore as ye abound in everything, as God blesses you and you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. Not only should you give spiritually and willingly, but you should give gratefully. Gratefully. What do you mean by that? Lord, thank you for your mercy, like he preached tonight. Lord, thank you for what you've done for me. Amen. And the question tonight is the Lord pleased with our giving? Gratefully, and I'm not going to spend too much time on a lot of these, or we will be here all night. Look at verse number 12. Verse 12. Not only spiritually and willingly and gratefully, but we should give proportionally. Verse number 12, for if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. For I mean not that other men be eased and ye burdened. Should give proportionally. Say, what does that mean? That means if you make $100 in 2 weeks, don't write a check for $200 and put it in the plate. Amen? That's what that means. I mean, if God gives you $200 and that's what you made, you know, if you want to do the 10% rule, how much is that? Can anybody do math? What's 10% of $100? $10. All right, I knew what it was. I want to check. And so $10. I mean, God, this is how much I made, you know, and I feel like you're pleased with me doing the 10% thing, and that's what God asked in the Old Testament. And, you know, if that's what you want to do, there's nothing wrong with that as long as God's pleased with it in your life. You write it out and you drop it in there. You know, it's not, I made $100, but I won't put the whole 100 in there, you know. And God's not asking you to do that. Now, you know, if the Lord's blessed you and you can do that, then do it if that's what God tells you to do. But proportionally. And that goes the other way. If, you know, you do get a extra or God's blessed you even more, then, you know, give proportionally. Again, it all boils down to is God pleased with it. So give spiritually. These are principles that if we'll apply to our life, God will bless it. And He's proven it time and time again. Spiritually, willingly, gratefully, proportionally. And look at chapter 9 and verse number 5. Chapter 9 and verse number 5. Not only spiritually, willingly, gratefully, proportionally, but liberally. Liberally. This is one area that you need to be a liberal when it comes to your giving. Amen? Verse number 5. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had notice before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as covetousness. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap what? Sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also what? Bountifully. The more you do, the more that you get with God and He's pleased with, the more He'll bless you with. Amen? Give liberally. For preachers give illustrations of when it comes time to give, making jokes about, all right, everybody pull out your checkbooks. Now trade with your neighbor. Amen? That person, he can write whatever check he wants to. Amen? When it comes to your money, though, it's a different thing. But give liberally. As God is blessed, and the more you do, the more God will bless. Look at verse number 7. Verse number 7, every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. So you should give spiritually, willingly, gratefully, proportionally, liberally, and you should also give purposefully. You're giving on purpose. It's not, you know, you're intentionally doing this thing to please God. And as you purpose in your heart. Again, this has to do with, is God pleased with our giving? You pray about it and you give purposefully. If God puts a number on your heart or He gives you peace about it, then you give with a purpose. And here's the last one of these 7, and this is probably one of the hardest ones for us to do when it comes to our money. But verse number 7, every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Last of all, we should give cheerfully. Amen. It should be a rejoicing time when we get to drop money in the plate. Amen. We get to drop it in the back and give to missions. And I don't know about y'all, sometimes it is hard when you write out missions check or tithe and you've got these bills. And I'm telling you that if you use the excuse that every time I go to do it, something breaks down, the devil will continually make sure something's broke down. He don't care. If he could keep you, it's the same excuse with, you know, I didn't make it to church because so-and-so showed up at the house. Well, if that's the case, so-and-so is going to show up every time because the devil's going to make sure, because it's that easy to keep you out of church. It'd be the same way in our giving. The devil will always make sure, and our flesh will make sure there's always something. I mean, ladies always have to have a new purse or new shoes. They have to. It's a must. Amen. Men, they have to have that new gun. Amen, Brother Philip? We have to. I mean, it is necessity that we have this gun or an upgrade on our boat. The Lord needs to see if He can trust you with some straps on the boat first before He'll give you another one. Amen? There's always something we have to have or we need or we want all the time. That will never stop. Man will never be satisfied. Our flesh will never be satisfied. But if you can get right in this area of giving, the Lord will bless you. And I'm sure that there's some that could stand up tonight, and I know we're missing a lot of folks. There's some that could stand up and tell you, hey, the Bible's right. God has blessed tremendously, and God's done things. And I could give testimony after testimony in my own life, and God's been good to us for it. Reasons for giving. Reasons for giving. I'm just going to give you these real quick, and I'll be done. Reasons for giving. One of them is for the work of the ministry. For the work. He said, Brother Andrew, why are you even doing this tonight? Well, I've been going over the budget for our church and all these things and the money that's coming and go out. We're having a meeting tonight with our board of trustees, and we'll have a meeting here at the church, and so it's just on my mind. You say, is the church broke? Do we need money? No, God takes care of everything. And every time we spend a big chunk of money on something, the Lord fills it back up again. We don't have to worry about it. That's not the finances of the church is not me to stress about. I do what God tells me to do in my area of giving, and you do what you know God tells you to, and the Lord will take care of all those other things. You cannot run a church like you do a business. You can't. It's a thing of faith. And God is always, and we're responsible for it, and God's placed us in the positions He has to be responsible with that money, and we are, and we're diligent with it, and we keep records and tracks, and we do all that. I'm not saying that we just do whatever, but that's something we can't fret about, and I'm not doing this because of that. I'm doing it because I want to see God continue to bless. And if I could tell you where Sarah and I started, and the house we lived in, and what we drove to where we're at today, and I'm telling you every bit of it is the grace and mercy of Almighty God, and it's His blessings in our life from doing what we were supposed to do. Do we do it every time? No. And I'm telling you, the times I didn't, I regretted it. I regretted it gratefully. Or greatly, not gratefully. Well, I thank the Lord He taught me a lesson. Amen. There's grateful. Reasons for giving. It's for the work of the ministry. So when we pass out the things in a couple weeks, you'll see how much money we spent on utilities last year. Amen. You'll see how much we spent on supplies. Supplies are expensive. Have you ever been to Sam's and bought supplies? Amen. We try to save money and do the best we can. It's expensive. Our church brought in, I think, a little over $80,000 last year. And we're going to go over all those kind of things, but it takes money for the work of the ministry. The lights, the power bill, the water bill, we got fire dues. There's all kind of stuff. So that giving is for the work of the ministry. And also, and there's several verses on it. If you want to write them down, I'll give them to you. But for all these different things. But also another reason for giving is the Bible talks about areas of giving when it comes for taking care of a pastor. And I don't ever like talking about this because I'm the pastor. Amen. But the Bible talks about it. And it talks about the ones that feed your soul spiritually. You're supposed to take care of him in these areas. And so I'm not going to stay on that, but that's another reason for it. And the Bible's clear in these passages, and you look at it, that the more the church is able to do for them, the more God blesses that church. And that's Scripture. And so that also, it's for those that need help. That, you know, it's for, the Bible talks about poor saints. And again, it's poor saints. It's people that are actually trying to help themselves, and they're in church, and they're trying to do right, and the church is able to help those people. And we will help anybody that's trying to help themselves. We will. There was a lady that came a couple weeks ago, and I said, hey, if you come back to church, we'll bring groceries to your house. I need a ride. Three people said, I'll pick her up. We told her. She hasn't been back. If she would have, I would have went and bought groceries and took them over to her house. Amen? And so they got to be able to want to help themselves, but it's for that area there. Now, there's people, sometimes they'll say, well, you know, I need help, or I can't afford to go here, or I can't afford to go to this place, but we're taking five vacations a year, and we go out to eat every day. Amen? I mean, are we being prudent with our money? So, just like I'm responsible for everything preached here, we're going to be responsible for how we handle God's money also. So for the poor saints, and the Bible gives qualifications for poor saints. It tells you and gives you those qualifications. If you want those later, I'll give them to you. And then the next area of giving has to do with missions. And I thank God and praise Him for what He's allowed our small church to do in the area of missions. And I want to see it continue to grow. Man, I want to be a missions church. I believe the missions is the heartbeat of God, getting the gospel all over the world. And not only do we need to send it out, but we need to be giving it out, going door to door in our community. We're doing that Saturday and looking forward to it. But that's another area, the giving. And those are reasons for giving that God's given us. And we need to make sure that God is pleased in our giving. Amen? And I know this is a popular message. I preach a lot of those here lately. But is God pleased in our giving? That's the message tonight. And again, I know I give out those tithing records. And, you know, I don't think anything of them. I give them out. I don't think one thing about one person or who I look at. Give them to you if you want to claim on your taxes. Go ahead and do it. You know, the government might give you some money back on it or whatever. That's between you and the Lord, and I don't care anything about that. We do give those out, but is God pleased? I got to answer the same question in my life with my family and my wife. Is God pleased with our giving? Amen? All right, let's stand.